This year, the National Trust celebrates its 125th anniversary, and throughout 2020, to mark this occasion, we'll be running a year-long programme of events, initiatives, and these bonus podcast episodes. At the start of the year, Director-General Hilary McGrady set out our path as we look forward towards our next milestone anniversary. In the past, we looked after historic homes and gardens, protected vulnerable coastline, woodland, and national parks. And at the start of a new decade, as Europe's biggest conservation charity, there is one huge obligation we need to help address.
Today, we need to rise to a new set of threats. The threat of the climate crisis and the catastrophic decline in our natural environment.
For decades, we've been made aware of the damage our lifestyles have caused to the natural world and what we can do to limit some of its effects, whether reducing our use of products containing CFCs, moving to unleaded petrol, or towards a plant-based diet. There have always been actions that we can take to help sustain our planet. But when life gets in the way, just how many of us can find the time? So we hit the streets to see just what some people are doing to give nature a helping hand.
Do you do anything at the moment to look after the environment?
Embarrassingly, I have to say no.
And why is that?
I guess it's just the usual everyday stuff that gets in the way.
I would love to go plastic free. Working and a busy home life, I don't feel it's very easy to go completely plastic free.
Sometimes we buy so many vegetables and we waste a lot.
Yeah, we're making conscious efforts.
Do you feel like it's making a difference?
Well, I think if everybody did it, it'd make a difference.
I try my best as one person. I think the biggest impact I can have is doing what I can do.
I do make an effort to switch lights off, but when I do step out my house and I see all the other properties in the flats with lights blaring, probably the heating on, it does make me think, is it all worth it?
I'm Chris Mitchell and I'm Programme Manager for Land and Nature at the National Trust. Often people do think about giving back to nature, but it's quite challenging to know what to do and actually what difference to make.
Time is often a barrier to our genuinely good intentions. But this year we've all been given the gift of time and we're encouraging our staff, our members, our volunteers and members of the public to use that time to give back to nature.
We can all use this leap day to make an individual difference, and if we all make an individual promise, those will add up and have a bigger impact overall.
So, with this year's gift of an extra 24 hours, we're asking you to make a promise to nature. It can be as simple...
I'm making the promise to help reduce the amount of food waste that I use.
...or as elaborate as you like.
Having lights that switch on by themselves means that I can be a little bit lazy, saving nature and making my life easier as well.
We know that can be really difficult to come up with particular actions you want to take. So at the National Trust, we've come up with 6 promises that you can do at home and around your local area.
You can choose from reducing food miles, reducing your energy use, creating healthy habitats for nature, helping bees and butterflies to thrive, cleaning up our rivers and seas, or tackling climate change and being more sustainable.
One person making a promise for nature will add up across the whole country. As a collective overall, it has a much greater influence. Although the Leap Day is a fantastic opportunity to make a difference and give some time back, we are looking at the whole year as a leap year. So when you sign up to make your promise, there's some fantastic opportunities to be linked in throughout the year with other events going on, which is great because you get to enjoy being with other people, but also making a difference and impact for nature as well.
To get involved and to make your promise for nature, go to nationaltrust.org.uk/promise.